So welcome everybody to our first Sunday Earth Healing Service of the year, 25th of January, 2026. Just a few quick housekeeping bits and pieces before we get started. So we are recording all of this evening, and those recordings will be available to download for free after the service from the Sunday service page of the website where you clicked to join the service this evening. If you want to record the service yourself, you are, of course, more than welcome. But please do bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There are no course notes available for earth healing services because they are largely channeled, including the opening and closing prayers. And I have decided this year, in regards to the Sunday services, that I'm not going to be providing transcriptions of them either. I just haven't got the time to edit them, to check them through. It's just an extra stress and strain. But the recording's there, and you can listen back to the recording if you want. And there is technology available if you want to turn it into a transcript yourself or amongst yourselves to do that. But it's not something I'll be offering. For the channeled evenings, I am going to be providing a transcription, but just not for the Sunday services. If you have any questions that arise, either from tonight's channeling or the meditation, you can contact me via the Questions for Ed form, which is found on our website. I don't charge for questions about Sunday services, channeled evenings, lectures or workshops or readings. But I'm also going to clamp down a little bit this year on people who are using the Questions for Ed form to ask me questions outside of those situations. So if you try and slip a question in about something else, I will, as politely as I possibly can, just say, sorry, this isn't connected to a Sunday service or a lecture or a channeled evening or a workshop or a reading, so I won't be answering this question. So I'm just going to try and be a little stricter this year, I suppose. I'm blaming it on my name change. Sol is far more strict than Ed ever was. Just to try and give myself a little bit more time and space to focus on the things that are more important. We won't have any questions and answers this evening. It's a service, not a lecture. The service will last for an hour. There won't be a break. You are muted at the moment. That's how you will remain throughout the evening. It just ensures that we don't get distracted by any background noises. Mine should be the only voice that you can hear. I'm going to shake things up a little bit this year with the Sunday services with a slightly different format. So we're going to start with a mini meditation to align us and connect us together. And then we're going to have an opening prayer. Then we're going to have a little channeling from spirit, and we will end with our earth healing meditation. And there'll be a little closing blessing to kind of tie everything up in a nice, neat bow. So let's start with our opening meditation then. I'm just going to get some music on the go if you want to get nice and comfortable in your chair. There we go. So have a good shuffle around, have a good fidget. Make sure that you are as comfortable as you can be. Make sure you've got good lower back support. Chair's taking your full weight. Give your shoulders a little roll to release any tension there, and make sure that they're hanging nice and loose, that your chest is nice and open, no tension in the hands or feet. Give your neck a very, very gentle twist and turn, and close your eyes. Let's start by taking a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth together. Breathing in and out. Sighing out any stress or tension that you've accrued throughout the day. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Close your eyes if they're not already closed. Focus on the sound of the music and the sound of my voice. We have all, each and every one of us, come here to heal our mother, the Earth. Under the ever-watchful eye of the Great Spirit, the Ascended Masters and the Archangel, through their grace, their blessing, and their power. Let us then be of one mind and one heart, joined and connected in spirit, our individual power amplified by the greater whole. I want you to imagine that you stand in a circle of people, a circle that reaches around the world, a circle of friends, a spiritual community, a spiritual family, united in love. Reach out with your mind. Reach out now and connect with those here. Confident that you are held safe and protected by the Great Spirit, by the masters and angels, so that it is only our light that connects and joins together. Confident that we are each shielded from each other's shadows, safe and protected by the divine will. Link then now. Feel your power magnified and strengthened by this brotherhood and sisterhood of light, by this spiritual community. I'm going to speak a prayer to the Archangel Fanuel, the Angel of Hope, our patroness for this service. Archangel Fanuel, Angel of Hope, we call you near. Come to our call. Descend from the heavenly realm and lend us your power. Open our minds and hearts, our bodies and our spirits to the power of hope. Let us see with your eyes and know with your heart the greater truth. Lift us above the despair of our world, the shadowy darkness of fear, that we may cast down your beacon light and help all those lost to find the way, and that we might take a little of your power for ourselves, so that we may use its brilliance to navigate our own paths on Earth. In love, then, we ask this of you, for the greater good of all, to harm none than in accordance with the will divine, the will of our higher selves. So mote it be. Amen. Feel the grace and power of the Archangel Phanuel join our circle, strengthening our collective might further, connecting us to the power divine, connecting us to the power of hope, and awakening its presence in our heart. Rest then for a moment in this state of grace, open to the loving presence of this angel. Take a few deep breaths then, leaving the connection in place so that we might lean back into it when we perform our earth healing later on this evening. Take a few deep breaths, gently slide yourself away from this conscious spiritual connection. Feel the chair beneath you. Hear the sound of my voice. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So two things struck me there. I was very aware of the connection between us all when it was made, which was a really surprisingly powerful and uplifting experience for me. And then I was also very aware, particularly when we called in the angel of hope, of a stiffness in my neck. Now, physical pain, when it occurs in the body, when we connect to higher presences, is usually an indication of a blockage within the energy system that the energy is trying to clear. Our neck supports our head, our brain, our consciousness. So the neck is often about the support that we give our consciousness on earth. So it made sense to me that there might be a kink here when we were dealing with the power of hope, because hope is also about supporting our life on earth. So I made a mental note of that, and I thought, right, I must tend to that. I must go back to that spot and see what's blocked, and give it a little bit of violet flame energy maybe, and a bit of healing. So if any of you experience this evening, or indeed experience when you're connecting to a higher power, an immediate niggle in the body, it is really important to make a note of it and to have a think about what it might mean, and then to go back to that point after your meditation and give it a little blast of healing or a little blast of violet flame to clear out any kinks or blockages that might have appeared in the energy system there. Now, in a moment, we are going to have a channeling from the Archangel Phanuel. Here she is, the Archangel Phanuel. But I just want to tell you a little bit about her before we hear from her. Phanuel is sometimes seen as an eternally pregnant woman carrying the child of hope within her belly. Fanuel inspires hope in lost causes and hopeless situations, as well as in those who have lost all hope because of traumatic situations that they've experienced and endured. Hers is the eternal bloom of possibility, of faith and trust in both the self, humanity, the divine, and the divine plan. Perfect for those faced with seemingly hopeless odds and situations, Fanuel is an angel that everyone on the spiritual journey may at some point in time need to call upon for themselves or those that they minister to and serve. Her colours are either powder blue or pale apple green. And so crystals connected to her can be chrysoprase, which is a lovely stone. It's a very cheap stone. It's this beautiful apple green colour. It's a nice alternative to rose quartz. Edmund Harold, my spiritual teacher, taught me about chrysoprase. Angelite is another one. I'm not a big fan of angelite. It's, as you can see in this picture, it bruises very, very easily. So it's not great for keeping in the pocket with other stones. You very rarely find it made into pieces of jewelry because it just, it's not very durable. It's quite soft. And celestite, also, unfortunately, a soft stone. So it also bruises. You don't often find it in jewelry. Not great keeping it in a pouch with other crystals. Shouldn't be put in salty water. Neither should angelite, because both of them will corrode. But celestite is a beautiful crystal, and it's really good in general for connecting with angelic energies. So you've got some options there. So we're going to have a little channeling from the angel of hope. I think we're going to have a go at some transfiguration. So I'm going to change the lighting. I'm going to put on my red lamp. Red light is really conducive to transfiguration. And when I do the channeling, I mean, if you want to close your eyes, of course you can, but you might want to keep your eyes open, a nice relaxed gaze at my face. And sometimes you might see shifts and changes happening within the face as spirit build an ectoplasmic mask in order to do facial changes. I used to be very good at transfiguration. It'd be interesting to see whether I've still got the knack. So just give me 2 minutes whilst I adjust the lights. Can you hear me now? Yes. Okay, cool. Heaven knows what the neighbours will think when they look out the window. They'll think we've taken up a new profession in order to bring in a bit of extra money. I'll tell you what I'll do. Take that off the screen. Minimise those. Try and change that. Oh, that's a bit better. That's a bit better. Okay. So I'm just going to take a few breaths. We'll see what the angel's got to say. And just be interesting to see whether you notice any facial shifts or changes. Just a moment. I'm going to try something else to change the light a little bit. There we go. It's better. On some worlds, a long, long way away, there are races who are born in a state of expectant hope. They do not wait for tragedy in order to search for hope inside their hearts. They do not wait for disaster in order to find hope to counteract its doom. They turn to hope first and hold it like a constant candle flame against the shadow. They cling to it. They hold it like a constant bright torch. Mankind has always tended to do the opposite, searching for hope only after disaster has struck. Almost like an afterthought, a remedy, a counterbalance. How strange and interesting then might it be if mankind takes a leaf from their starry brothers and sisters and endeavours to live in a natural state of hope rather than scrambling for it in the ashes of their despair. You were all born with hope, as you were all born in states of awe and love. In time, as you grow, these things are taken from you, drained from you. You are raised to be realists, and optimism is beaten out of you in favor of realism. But what if you endeavored to return to a state of consciousness and being like you held when you were in the womb? What if you tried to be love and awe and hope all the time? Then, surely, when you are confronted by tragedy and sadness, pain, anger, sorrow, and fear, you would be prepared, surrounded in a buffer of positivity that might help to keep you a little more safe, a little more together, a little more healed. You might think it is too late to return to such states. I am who I am, weathered and worn from the experiences of my life. But your inner child is immortal. It never ages. It never changes. It holds the hope and love and optimism and awe that you were born with. And you can reclaim it. All that wonder, all that innocence, all that love. It is a choice. It is an invocation, a prayer turned inwards to that part of your psyche which holds these treasures for you in the hope that one day you will call them to be returned. I can help you, Fanuel, the angel of hope. I can help restore you to your default factory settings. I can help bring hope home for you. I understand, of course, that we have gathered here today so that we might use the power of hope for your world, because your world is in need. Not just the people of it, but the planet itself. So bombarded by negativity that sometimes it almost believes in the doom and despair that mankind pitches. And yes, we will do this together in a moment or two. But first, I want you to realize that I have brought you here this evening because I recognize that each and every one of you needs a little of this hope for yourself. Because of trials and tribulations that you face, because of your sensitivity to your globe's plight, because of the way in which you are buffeted by the storms of global politics and religious bias, because the world is not designed for sensitive souls. So, I want you to take a little of this hope for yourself. I want you to use it to buoy yourself on the oceans of despair. I want you to take an infusion of it, a cocktail of it, into your veins, into your heart, into your spirit. I want you to drink it down like the good medicine that it is. And I want you to pass it on. I want you to try to encourage others to be more hopeful. I want you to encourage others to seek out hope in all its shapes and forms. For there is good news out there. There are miracles occurring, shifts and changes in the land, healings taking place within the vegetable kingdom and the kingdom of man, movements forwards. But they are often buried. They go unseen because your media is so biased towards reporting bad news, which it still believes sells media. So, it is up to you to find the good news, the hope, and share it with each other. Set hope free. There is a story often told of Pandora and her box, and how she opened the box and set free all the evils of the world, only to discover that lying squashed within the box, the final thing to emerge was hope. Poor old Pandora goes down in Greek history as being the cause of all that darkness and despair. And then the only remedy left is the tiny battered thing buried deep beneath it all, in the tiny corner of the box. Hardly a remedy at all. But what if that tiny thing that Pandora saw was just a shard of mirror, and that the hope was Pandora all along? Maybe hope never lay squashed inside the box, but bright inside the heart of the one who owned it. You live in a world of duality at the moment, and as such, hope can only exist if there is despair. But, as we know, light will out. Darkness is an illusion, and in time will fade as the earth moves back towards the source of all. So, turn your thoughts on their heads. Hope is king. Give it the power and space that it deserves in your thoughts, in your heart, in your body, and in your world. And let it shine through you. For every word you speak and everything you do, out into the world, for all to see. In love, then, take these words given in love and use them wisely and well. Take them to your heart and treat them with good care. Okay, let me just pop the lights back on. I think I'm going to invest in a little remote control so I can flick the switch off if I'm going to start to use my lamp a little bit more. My wonderful lamp was a Christmas gift from a dear friend of mine, Asia. It's a fantastic little thing. And you can, it's programmable with the phone to make different light patterns, and you can tell it what light you want it to be. So I've been doing some in-person readings with Saint Germain, and I've been meditating with the violet light in the morning and having the violet light on whilst I've been doing the readings, and I think it's made quite a difference. And it's my intent when I do some elemental work this year to use the green light mode on it as well for working with the elemental folk, and also the blue light, because blue light is also considered to be the color that is connected to the other world. So yeah, really interesting experimenting with different light frequencies this year. Right. Yes, cool. Okay, so in a moment, we're going to do an earth healing meditation with the Archangel Fanuel and the energy of hope. So let me make sure I've got my music in place. There it is. So, I just want you to get nice and comfortable. I'm going to pop some more music on and we'll do this. If anybody did see anything with the Transfiguration attempt, please let me know. I'd be very fascinated to hear. Just shoot me an email using the a message using the online form questions for Ed. Always interested to hear when and if people see any Transfiguration stuff happening. What music are we using? Divine Inspiration. I'm using two tracks tonight. The one we used earlier on was called Anchoring the Divine. It's one of Andrew's, needless to say. And this is Divine Inspiration. It's another one of Andrew's. You might be able to find them in the free download music section on the website. Okay. So, get yourself nice and settled in. This will be a slightly longer meditation than usual. Earth healing Sunday services are ones in which we have a slightly more extended meditation. So do get yourself nice and comfortable in preparation. Oops, in preparation for that. Close your eyes. Take a few nice, slow, long, deep breaths. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. Relax, calm and still. And at peace. In your mind's eye, I want you to imagine, I want you to see, far off in the distance, a light, a small, purple green light. As you focus on the light, it grows bigger and bigger. It is drawing closer to you, moving towards you in response to the attention that you give it. As the light draws closer, you see that the light is actually a figure. A woman. An angel. A female pregnant angel, wearing robes of brilliant, luminous apple green light. Her face serene and calm as she walks towards you, her large wings trailing on the ground behind her. She stands before you now, and you feel her power and her light. It tickles your heart and opens your chest. It makes you feel lightheaded and gay, dizzy, lifted, lighter. She smiles and turns her back towards you. And then she reaches with her hands behind her and takes your hands in hers and leads them forwards to rest them on her pregnant belly.
"Here,"
she says.
"This is where hope lies, born from love and dreams of what might be."
You feel the energy beneath your hands, inside her pregnant stomach. You feel the power there, blossoming and blooming.
"It is, in truth, a gift that lives in every heart, that belongs to the world. But sometimes fear and trauma is so great that it buries the light of hope, seemingly extinguishing it forever. When this happens, it is our task, yours and mine, to reignite this flame. So, breathe with me and send the light of hope from your heart to me, and I will lord and magnify it by my grace and send it out into the people of your world and into the planet herself."
You feel your heart open and light begin to flow from your heart into the angel and out from the angel into the world. The light taken, magnified and strengthened, a broad beam of brilliant apple green light. It shines into the darkest places of our world, into those spaces filled with war and despair, with famine and sorrow, with anger and sadness and fear. It blasts away the cobwebs of that darkness. It banishes it. Ink fading away under the brilliance of the apple green beam. It expands outwards an unending and eternal wave of energy into every corner, into every mind, into every heart and bone and drop of blood, into mankind. Hope, hope eternal, hope infinite, carried by the angel out into the world. Send your hope out into the world. Let your thoughts guide it to the people and the places. Let it flow into the soil, into the trees, into the minerals of the planet, into the rivers and the streams, into the mountains and the oceans, into the bones of our Mother Earth. Let it fly loosened out into the skies, into the clouds, into the atmosphere, the stratosphere. Hope for the planet and hope for its people. Hope, eternal and infinite. Let it sail forth. Let it shine. And in a little while, my voice will return to guide you on. the angel says, turning to face you.
Take a little of this gift for yourself.
She takes your hands in hers and, smiling, transmits the light of hope deep into your spirit. It flows at first like a trickle into the palms of your hands, but then the well of it grows and the stream moves through your bones and veins, up your forearms, past your elbows, up the arms into your shoulders, across and down the trunk of your body, while spilling upwards through your neck and mouth, into your eyes and nose and head. At the same time, the force continues to flow down, down through the torso, down through the hips, down to the base of the spine, along the legs, past the knees, through the calves and ankles, into the feet and toes, until it spills out into your aura. Hope, hope, hope. It banishes fear and pessimism and pain. It quenches sorrow. It destroys doubt. It fills you with the light of hope, flooding every cell and thought and feeling with its glory and its power and its grace.
Take this light and use it well. Share it, keep it, guard it. Do as you will. Do what you need to do. And remember, whenever you need the light of hope again, call upon me, Fanua, and I will come.
With that, the angel bows and begins to depart. She turns and walks along the path that she came, her light dimming as she disappears into the distance. Holding then the gift of hope safe, begin to return. Breathe in and out, a little more slowly, a little more deeply, giving your thanks to the angel of hope, disentangling yourself from her presence and her power, letting her disappear from your vision. Feel the chair beneath you, the ground beneath your feet. Breathe in and out and down towards the base chakra that sits at the base of the spine. Let it extend roots of red light through your legs, out through the soles of your feet, deep and wide into the earth like the roots of a tree. Anchor yourself back home. Spare a little energy for the sacral and solar plexus centers to center yourself back into your body. Protect yourself in your usual way. And slowly and gently, when you are ready in your own time, open your eyes and return. Now, this is a meditation that we can do as regularly as we might like, together, on our own. Very happy for you to share it with others if you would like. But I think it's, and I think there's two things actually that are very important. One is that we remember it. When we hear some terrible news, when we hear about some awful tragedy that's happened in the world, and we think, oh, those poor people going through that horror, what can I do for them? We can send them some hope, because it will be one of the very things that they will be for want of. So it's important in those moments to call upon Fanuel, to lean back into that energy, to broadcast it to those people. And to remember that hope is a really powerful thing, and it can get people through incredibly difficult times. But it's also important to remember to take it for ourselves. When we receive bad news or hear bad news about a family member, or when we just hear some news which is sad and just makes us feel a little down, a little depleted, a little pessimistic, a little hopeless, then we can lean into the energy for ourselves as well. I think this year it's going to be really important that we remember that in order to serve the spiritual community, the community in general, the world, we also need to remember to serve ourselves. And sometimes that means putting ourselves first. You know, remember that old instruction on the airplane, put your own mask on before you help anybody else with theirs. We sometimes need to give ourselves the energy before we think about giving the energy out to anyone else. So I think it's important that we, this year, we remember to put ourselves in the equation, to give to ourselves as well as giving to the earth, as well as giving to other people, in whatever way that might be, however that might work for us. Now, we're going to round things up in a moment with a blessing to untangle ourselves, because, of course, we're still connected as a collective and we don't want to go out into the world with that connection still jangling around us. And also, we're going to have a nice little blessing just to kind of send us on our way. But I've got a few quick notices to give you before that. So I mentioned at the beginning, whilst people were still coming through the door, that on the 1st of February, which is this time next week, is our annual free workshop, the Guardian Angel 2.0. It's free to anybody. You need to register by going to the website. It's not a workshop that you can do just by the recording. So the recording will only be available to those people who have attended in person. But those people who attend in person will be able to pass it on to others. It's an update for the Guardian Angel. There's lots of new techniques for working with them. In the workshop, we will have a meditation where the Guardian Angel and us receives this update, and it's going to significantly change the nature of the Guardian Angel, increasing its power, increasing its knowledge base, and increasing our interaction with it and what we can use it for and do with the Guardian Angel. So it's a really important start to the year. On the 3rd of February is the first of our lecture series called Deliciously Superstitiously. And it's not just a lecture about superstition. It's a lecture about where superstitions come from and how they can be applied very easily, magically, in a very practical way to help us in life, to increase positivity, fortune, favor, to increase health and wealth, looking at different areas around us, natural things. And in the first episode, we're going to be looking at nature, we're going to be looking at the home, we're going to be looking at the power of the seasons, and these superstitions and how these superstitions were originally acts of magic that were taught to us by our ancestors, and how they've become kind of forgotten and muddled, but how we can reclaim them in a very practical and dynamic way. On the 8th of February, my four-week course, Jesus the Beloved, an apprenticeship with the Ascended Master Jesus, starts. There are still spaces available on that. It's on a Sunday afternoon, two Sundays, then a break, and then two Sundays, exploring the Master Jesus, who is one of the Master Patrons of 2026, along with the Cosmic Christ, his past lives in Atlantis and in other places, his childhood as Jesus, his connection to ancient mysteries, the techniques that he was taught by the masters of the ancient mysteries that he encountered as a child, very proactive, very practical, very dynamic, very important. So space is still available. Shoot me an email if you're interested in finding out more. 24th of February is our Crystal Skull Activation Channeled Lecture. So these are not just going to be channeled evenings where I channel the skulls and they gab at you. There's going to be a very powerful interactive moment where the skulls will be used to perform a kind of transmission of energy, a kind of darshan, which will help us to clear things and unlock things for us and help us to access certain powers. So lots of kind of opportunities to connect with the skulls on a very powerful and empowering level. And if you go to the website, you'll be able to see which skull is working on which of those channeled evenings and what they're kind of going to be talking about, what their energy is, what their speciality is. Okay, so that's all the good news. The slight bad news is that the next Sunday service is not until the 5th of April. Now, I know that sounds like a gazillion years away, but because of the course, because I'm doing a couple of live events this year, Ilkley and Knaresborough, because of workshops in amongst all this, it robs us of some of the Sundays. And I just haven't got the energy to do 2 hours of teaching in the afternoon and then do a Sunday service in the evening. It's just, I tried it last year and it just nearly floored me. So the next Sunday service, which will be another earth healing service, won't be until April the 5th. But there is plenty of stuff between now and then, hopefully, to keep you interested and involved. And like I say, if nothing else, there is that free workshop on the 1st of February, but you do need to register. And I would also just remind people that we have a lot of free stuff on the website. Meditations, Sunday services, Andrew's music. So there's still lots of free stuff to access. And I would imagine a lot of stuff there that you've not explored yet. So I always say to people, if nothing else, do go and check out the free section on the website page. Let's round things up with a blessing then. So if you would like to close your eyes, please. Divine Source, Great Spirit, God and Goddess, Creatrix of all love and light and life, we call upon you and ask that you disconnect us from each other, disentangle our energy in love and light and grace. We give thanks to you for this opportunity to enter into spiritual community, to contribute to serving mankind and the earth through the grace of your angel, Fanuel. And we ask for a blessing to see us through the week, the month that lies ahead. Settle around us a cloak of your divine light and pull up over our head a cowl to keep our thoughts safe. Let this robe become our shield, holding us safe inside, keeping at bay all darkness and despair. Let it be a beacon light, banishing shadow, and helping us to contain and hold the power of your grace, our spirit, and its gifts inside. Let the light of this cloak shine forwards before us like a river of golden energy, clearing the path that we may move in grace. Let the cloak hold us close to your spirit and majesty so that we might hear your thoughts and know your will. Divine, we ask these things of you for the greater good of all and to harm none, in accordance with the will divine and the will of our higher self. Let them then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Let me stop that recording.